So, you were created for God to love you. He needed an object upon which to bestow the fullness of his love. If that didn't come clear in the last message, I hope it will now. He sets his love on you because he has an eternal purpose in creation, and you are part of that purpose. There's more, of course. Keep in mind the potter's wheel. While he loves you without condition, he isn't about to leave you where he found you. That's why you're on the wheel. There's a little work to be done to prepare you for eternity with him as his bride. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that he's got an eternal plan, and while he's working and forming the clay that is us, he sees the culmination of that plan and he's perfectly satisfied. You are just what he was looking for. For some of us, this is probably the biggest stumbling block. We don't feel worthy of his love. We feel the need we have to do something to earn it. So we try every which way to make ourselves feel more acceptable to him. Can we settle this, dear? None of us are worthy, and we can't earn his affection. He loves us because he loves us because he loves us. Plus nothing. Creation was his idea. Salvation was his idea. Our reigning and ruling with him for eternity, his idea. It has nothing to do with our worth or lack of it. It has everything to do with him and the value that he places on what he created, which is you. It's so simple, we want it to be more complicated. He plans for eternity, and you are part of that plan. Go back to the beginning. Genesis, Adam, Eve, wedding. Go to the end, Revelation, Jesus, bride, wedding. He didn't redeem us and go to all that trouble just so we could go to heaven, live a life of bliss for eternity, see our relatives and friends and so on. All this is in order that he has a bride for his son, a people fit to reign and rule with him for eternity, because he plans for eternity. Another gap, I think.